Thank you. The Amelia Piano Trio with Haydn's 1790 Trio in A-flat major. Starting off this Wisconsin Classical Hour at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake on July 3, 2009. Recording by Riley Eisnagel of Thin Ice Productions. You'll be looking a little farther north when the Washington Island Music Festival begins tomorrow at the True Blood Performing Arts Center and the Red Barn, a combination of evening concerts and daytime lecture demonstrations from violinist Samantha George. The festival continues through August 9th. You'll find the full schedule at WashingtonIslandMusicFestival.com. Two chamber orchestras wrap up their summer seasons this week. On Saturday evening, the Turtle Creek Chamber Orchestra will be at the First Lutheran Church in Janesville. You can start making plans for next summer's concert series by learning about the NEE Young Artist Scholarships for students between 8 and 18 years of age. Details at turtlecreekchamberorchestra.net. For the final concerts on the square, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra will be rocking Rachmaninoff with pianist Ilya Yakushev, who dazzled the audiences with a Russian jazz program this past February. They started the musical tour with miniatures full of light but lively technique. As a teenager, Alexander Cherepnin wrote 10 bagatelles for solo piano between 1912 and 1918. He recast it for piano and orchestra in 1960.
Thank you.
Andrew Sewell and the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra with pianist Ilya Yakushev in the Opus 5 Bagatelles of Alexander Cherepnin, part of a Russian jazz-themed evening at Madison's Capitol Theater on February 22nd of this year. Recording by Tom Blaine. The program for this Wednesday's final concert on the square and their 2020 Masterwork series are at wisconsinchamberorchestra.org. In just a moment, a midsummer pause for midsummer's music, and a grand finale in Green Lake. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. The final concerts before midsummer's music takes its August break will focus on the piano virtuoso as composer. What better way to demonstrate double talents than with music from Mozart, who was writing chamber works with piano in August of 1786? One novel combination added clarinet and viola to the keyboard, and on one of the sheets in the original score, he noted that he had been playing skittles, an early form of ten-pin bowling at the time. Later, a publisher would add the name Kegelstadt, or Bowling Alley, to this delightful work.
Thank you.
trumpetist Alessandro Garcia Montoya, violist Sally Chisholm, and pianist William Kaler in the Mozart Kegelstadt Trio, a June 12, 2009 performance at the Birch Creek Performance Center in Egg Harbor, recorded by Stephen Lewis of Chicago Digital. Midsummer's Music will present concerts the first and the last week of August. The complete calendar is at midsummersmusic.com. Singer and composer Sean Kirshner is en route from Los Angeles to begin his choral residency at Ripon College on Thursday. 4 days of intensive singing and study culminate in a free concert of his music next Sunday afternoon. The Eau Claire Master Singers have already brought Sean Kirshner's music to Wisconsin with his arrangement of Unclouded Day, originally penned by Josiah Allwood in 1789. Dr. Gary R. Schwartzoff conducting Unclouded Day. Covered by the Staple Singers in 1956 and Willie Nelson in 1977, arranged by Sean Kirshner in 2010, and performed by the Eau Claire Master Singers in October of 2017. Evan Middlesworth of Pine Hollow Audio recorded them at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Eau Claire. There's more about Sean Kirshner's Ripon residency at greenlakefestival.org. Wisconsin classical musicians are committed to making the next weeks of summer just as exciting as the first. Don't forget to add your performances to our interactive calendar at wpr.org/events. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.